I was having a script.
No manuscript.
No script.
There's no script in baseball.
Hence, you're making me nervous.
It's no script. Man, so many people done chalked on this thing. It's not working.
One thing.
This, what I was talking to you about.
Okay, Miss Lee. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
I hear both of y'all clearly in your microphones.
You can.
Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
What y'all look? Y'all slight blue and green in your outfit.
Yeah, that's just... I'm trying to dress like me today.
Yeah, pink and blue, pink and blue. Mm-hmm. That was in the air today.
Did this open up today?
Yep, at 9. I've been trying to do this since 9 o'clock.
So it's a scheduler, or you fill out the application?
It's supposed to be you get your appointment time, and then you are able to go in, like how they did with the rent assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be the same thing.
So we're gonna ask that you will be quiet from here on out. We're gonna get y'all started. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Don't be nervous.
I'm always nervous over my feet. And flood this away.
Of course, when you see y'all face, finally, it means y'all are home.
Okay.
Thank you. Everybody, it's Boss Lady Lee coming to y'all live. And guess who we got back on the show again? By popular demand. We got our Reverend Pastor, socialite, friend. Hey, he's my friend. Mr. Purnell, James Purnell Sr. on the show once again. And one of the biggest things, Mr. Purnell, everybody liked you, man.
Wow.
They loved you. The reviews was crazy.
Oh, wow.
It was, hey, let me give Ms. Purnell a hand.
Wow. Well,
yes.
Salute to you as well for creating this opportunity.
Man, listen, when you walking by faith and not by sight, see, that's one going to be the topic of today's show, right? So we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. This is one of the biggest things that I feel has gotten lost in our society today. Everybody wants to walk by the things that we can see. If we can see it, it's real. If we can't, it doesn't matter. It's false news. It's false flagging, if you will. So one of the biggest things I want to bring to the show today is going to be two parts.
Mm-hmm.
One is going to be about our faith, of course, and believing in things that we cannot see. But then we're going to talk about how our social civil rights movement that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
which is in everybody's social media inbox, where it's flooded with it on Facebook and Instagram for injustice and people moving for the rights of Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and dig deep. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
So one of the biggest things that I have been seeing on social media, and one of the things that really is driving a lot of us crazy, is the injustice of the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our church is studying, implementing, you know, hey, we got to build, we got to be strong, we got to find leaders, we got to pull together, we got to be able to give the people something to digest while they're going through this whole mayhem, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the greatest thing about having you on the show as a guest, you have a show of your a church of your own.
That's correct.
Let's talk about your church real quick. Give people a little bit of information about it.
So I'm the pastor of Mount Zion AME Church in Green Coast Springs, Florida. It's right outside of Orange Park. And so it's a smaller community that is being impacted by change. We're shaking the foundation. We're doing some creative and innovative things in the community, not just by your traditional way of doing things. And I think that as we push to be a church of the community, our church should mirror the community, the people in the community. And so we've been reaching out. We've been connecting at large with the community and abroad to create that type of environment where people can have a space to work out their spirituality. And so we've been doing some creative work there.
Okay.
Looking forward to what God has in store for us.
Right.
And we're putting the Cove on the map.
All right. All right. All right. See, well, that was one of the things I wanted to make sure that I do. We got to bring light into every outlet that we have available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I wanted to let you know that I did miss out on the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So this episode, I wanted to make sure the people knew where they could find you.
Okay. Wow.
So, you know, we got to give all honor to God first and foremost. But let's go ahead and dig deep into this thing. Now, I was on, y'all know I'm always on Facebook. And one of the biggest things about me being on Facebook is I look and watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was several different things that I was able to see where the biggest issue was people feel as if that our military is being used
mm-hmm.
to police the society that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in bigger areas outside of Jacksonville. You
mm-hmm.
know, Jacksonville, we had our riots, but
mm-hmm.
it wasn't as, I won't say it went out as hard as it did in California
mm-hmm.
or Minneapolis or any of the bigger cities that's around in the
mm-hmm.
world. and National Guards were pulled in to basically keep people under control. And we was able to see on social media where you had a lot of, how would I say, pushback with some of the military people. And I'm ex-military myself, okay? And I did 6 years in the Army. And you have military people that are praying silently. You know, they're saying, hey, I'm black and I'm proud. Or you're having some military people that want to be able to march, but because of their duty, they have to adhere to whatever their orders are. And they're saying, hey, I could take a knee right now with you, but I cannot march with you because of their orders. So when you're looking at the injustice that's happening in the world, how do you be able to cultivate your faith into that? You know, how are you able to actually say, all right, with faith, you know, and I'm going to pull in Hebrews 11 and 1, so that way I could give you guys a real emphasis on what faith is and where the Bible is coming from. Okay. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So with that, going against what we see every day on social media, how do you keep your faith strong?
Wow. That's a good question.
Put him on the spot, y'all.
that's a good question. So now faith, right? We're hoping in an alternate reality, right?
Okay.
A reality which we do not see right now. But the reason why people are protesting and marching of all ages and ethnicities is because they are pushing, they are protesting, they're raising their voices for alternate reality that we do not have. And so the reason why they are consistently taken to the streets is because they want to see change in relation to the systemic issues or the original sin of America, which is racism. And so protesting is not something that just started. Our ancestors protested. Our ancestors led revolts because of the injustice by which they was facing. If you track policing from its origin, police were policing slaves to make sure they didn't run away, to make sure they stayed in line on the master's plantation. Blah, 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 blah. And so around the, what, early 1800s, then this concept of police started coming in. But policing was always policing, but it wasn't policing for those in power. It was policing for the least of these. It was policing for those who were enslaved. And so even if you look at policing nowadays in our current reality, the suburban white areas, the high-polluted areas, there's not a lot of policing in those areas. Majority of the policing is in your urban areas, right? Your hood areas, your apartment complexes where low-income people are staying. That's where the most policing is done. And so as a result of that, black lives, African-American descendant lives, are a byproduct of death as it relates to that policing, right? That police brutality. And so we're hoping, right, by faith of an alternate reality, something that is going to shift, that brings about an awareness that black lives matter. That doesn't mean all lives doesn't matter, but black lives are the lives that are being targeted, and they matter too, just like any other life that matters.
Okay. Now, one of the biggest things that I just took from what you said, now, correct me if I'm wrong. So policing has been done for centuries.
Yes.
And for centuries, it hasn't been for nobody else other than the slaves.
Correct.
So now we're still being enslaved by the police? I just want to make sure I understood and heard everything correctly.
Well, we're still being policed by the police.
Right.
The difference is, and this is my personal opinion, slavery haven't went anywhere. It's just masked under a different face. And what I mean by that is we still have redlining. We still have blacks not being able to qualify for specific business loans or house loans. We still have gentrification that is happening. We still have mass incarceration that is happening. We still have a modern day lynching that is happening when police officers are brutally putting their necks on individuals, knees on individuals' necks to suffocate the breath out of them. So all of these things are byproducts of what we've seen in slavery. And so it hadn't went anywhere. It just has a different face. Now, does that mean we don't have some liberties and freedoms more than we had before? No, it doesn't mean that. We do have liberties and freedoms that we did not have or were not able to partake in before. But that does not mean the systemic issue is still not there. And that systemic issue rises up continuously. And even in the midst of all of these protests, we continuously see the brutality by police officers. When you mention about bringing in the National Guard and the Army, that's just the misutilization of power and resources. We've seen many instances in many cities where the police took to the streets with the protesters without any rioting gear, without any shields, and they walked and protest. Even mayors have gotten in the street and walked with the protesters because this is an injustice, right? Mm-hmm. And there's been an injustice on blacks. But to watch a person's life be taken unjustly for no apparent reason at all has shifted America to the point where our hope is progressively pushing to the change that we need for African Americans, but for all people in America.
And you're saying all people in America. But when the injustice seems to only have one direction,
mm-hmm.
which is us as African Americans or melanin people,
mm-hmm.
you know, how is it do we come into a phase where we can say that faith will rule through everything? Because mm-hmm. faith is one of the things that is lost. Faith is something that we cannot see, mm-hmm. but at the same time of us not being able to see it, at the same time of us being able to say that it is lost,
mm-hmm.
because we've been trying to be peaceful for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Long, just stand, believe, trust in God, have the faith, know that everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
We are at an all-time high of deaths. We are at an all-time high for crimes.
Mm-hmm.
We're at an all-time high for almost any type of discrimination that you could even imagine of, whether it's women, men, black, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Even on social media, they're saying that Hispanic gangs are now attacking black people in California. But I also was able to see through social media that in China, you had the Asian people blaming African people that lived in China for the virus. So it's not just a white thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black people get touched on for multiple types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're dealing with this, we're still telling our people, let's have faith. You get where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We're still telling our people, believe and stay peaceful. But when, let's go into the church,
mm-hmm.
right? When we come into the church, you have so many people that don't know how to accept the spiritual aspect of what it is that they hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because their faith is so small,
mm-hmm.
it's almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pull up Hebrews 11 and 3,
mm-hmm.
11 and 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God,
mm-hmm.
the world,
mm-hmm.
right? So if we're looking at it in this day, everything that's happening in the world was already framed by God,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then it says, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is what's in front of us every day. you feel where I'm coming from?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know my audience out there feels where I'm coming from, because when you're spiritual, you're like, okay, I believe in the Most High. I know it's something bigger and greater than me.
Mm-hmm.
But once, let's bring in the church, because the church is where the leaders lie.
Mm-hmm.
The church is where we should have our guidance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring that question in you to break down Hebrews 11 and 3 for me.
So the writer is speaking about creation and time. If you go back to Genesis, right, the Genesis creation story speaks about God speaking in the midst of darkness and forming out the darkness and bringing in light and bringing
in
the formation of what we know to be the world.
Mm-hmm.
As we see it, Genesis itself was written to tell a story of something that was already happening. Society, civilization, people were already existing at the time of the writing of Genesis. They are now trying to explain why things are the way they are.
Okay.
And so the reality of it is none of us was there.
Right.
And I often tell my people who, when I get to heaven, I ask God and Jesus that question. I may not be able to come back and tell you, but I definitely might ask the question. But the point of it is we walk by faith
mm-hmm.
and not by sight. And this is what the writer is trying to point out as it relates to faith and having enduring faith, right? Faith that keeps you living, faith that keeps you waking up, faith that keeps you protesting, faith that keeps you marching, faith that keeps you with hope for a different reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so people in the church are living day by faith,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we are hoping in a greater something, spirituality, God, power that is bigger than ourselves. Right.
Okay.
To help us to get over, to help us through troubled waters, to move mountains out of our way, to get us through difficult circumstances in life. We're depending on something that we cannot see.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
To get us to a place of where we can find that peace that surpasses all understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get us through or navigate through particular storms, right? Even if we have to come out on the other side of that storm on broken pieces, the reality of it is we are still moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
That thing did not take us out. And so we live day by faith, right?
Okay.
And we need that more so than ever before, and I encourage my young adults, the protesters that are continuing to march, to continue to protest peacefully by faith that the laws will change, right? Because the systemic issues are undergirded in the laws, and the laws need to change as it relates to how policing is done
mm-hmm.
in America,
mm-hmm.
How blacks are underfunded. And healthcare, housing, business opportunity, all of these, the laws needs to change. And
but do you think patience?
Mm-hmm.
The patience of the people is no longer in existence.
Say more.
When I say the patience of the people, I know that you stated that we should be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful protest. But after years and years, I saw a sign on Facebook. A white lady.
Mm-hmm.
She had a sign. She said, "I'm 76 years old. I didn't think I'd be protesting for the same thing again."
Mm.
So that's what I mean by it's being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you're saying that we still should be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you're saying that the word of God is giving us a structure and understanding of bylaws within bylaws of how we should carry ourselves and
mm-hmm.
how we should structure ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But patience is something that we no longer have.
Mm.
You feel where I'm coming from? And I'm talking about for my millennials,
mm-hmm.
Because I am a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those people that had to deal with certain things and go through certain things
mm-hmm.
in my lifetime. And I had to sit down and say, okay, Lisa, let's be patient.
Mm-hmm.
When people were saying, hey, you couldn't be a female that was going to be able to make money in this industry,
mm-hmm.
male-dominated industry when it comes to barbering.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're just a female. People are not going to want to hear what it is that you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, by growing up in the church and then being, I won't say ostracized, but I would say this, for people to not really understand my lifestyle because of the bylaws and what the Bible is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I still kept faith.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
my faith was the only thing that held me, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're telling people, okay, now in this day, we need to have patience and we need to do it peacefully, when you don't see the peacefulness in anything that you're trying to do anymore. Mm-hmm. When you don't have an understanding for what it is that you're going through and why you're going through this, and it's nobody that's going to say, hey, you know, where is it that you're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to go and how are you going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's understand what that patience is going to do for you. And I think we got a caller coming in. And if I'm correct, I think we have a caller. Let's just see for 1 second. Yep. Patience.
This is how you exercise.